With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A week full of updates on the economy, and Wall Street is on track for its worst day in nearly a month. The Dow was down more than 500 points from its record set on Friday before Monday's Labor Day holiday. The economic highlight will come Friday when the latest update on U.S. job growth will arrive. Correspondent Norman Hall reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against pressure to negotiate a ceasefire in Gaza to win the release of hostages that are held by Hamas.
Despite nationwide protests and a strike by Israelis demanding accept a deal to end the war in Gaza and gain the return of hostages, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he won't be preached to. Thousands of protesters, furious about the deaths of six hostages, demonstrated outside Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem late Monday. Netanyahu says he won't budge on his demand for continued Israeli control of the Philadelphia Corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. He calls the area an oxygen pipe for Hamas weapons. Meanwhile, Israel continued its six-day raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, the presidential election rushing towards the finish line, with a much-anticipated debate in Philadelphia scheduled for September 10th.
This debate has been highly anticipated by just about everybody paying close attention to the presidential race. In a lot of their campaign appearances and speeches along the trail, both Trump and Harris have talked about wanting to have that one-on-one moment with each other. And let's not forget, the only other presidential debate that's happened in the general election cycle was pretty pivotal.
Correspondent Meg Kennard. The Dow now down 557 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 538. This is SRN News. An atheist organization going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts passing a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. That measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. But also bars staff from discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, intersex status, or HIV status. This is SRN News. A deadly shooting on a subway train in the Chicago area.
Police say a suspect is in custody after a shooting killed four riders on a Chicago Transit Authority train in Forest Park, Illinois. And the mayor of Forest Park, Rory Hoskins, says
it's a horrible tragedy that four people are dead on Labor Day weekend.
The mayor says the train station sees a lot of crime because of homelessness and drug addiction.
We're calling on our leadership, countywide, statewide, to invest more resources.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The man charged with killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket in 2021 going on trial. Ahmad Aliwi Alissa has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Potential jurors are set to be questioned starting today. Opening statements expected later in the week. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.